have very different meanings, especially if you're a dog or a cat. So what? Everyone knows that if you change the word order, you change the meaning. But for a lot of other languages, this simply isn't so. They depend largely on endings on the words to make the meaning clear. In Russian, for example, it is quite possible to reverse the order of dog bites cat to cat bites dog and still mean exactly the same thing. The cat got bitten. Why? Because in Russian, the word order isn't all that important. In Russian, you have to put an ending on the nouns to indicate which is the subject and which is the object. That is, who is the biter and who is the bitee. How do they do this? In Russian, a large body of nouns end in a when the word is the subject or the biter of the sentence. That same noun changes its ending to you when it becomes the object of the sentence or the bitee. So the word koshka, cat, becomes koshku when it moves from biter to bitee. In the same way, sobaka, meaning dog, becomes sobaku when it becomes the one that gets bitten. So in Russian, it really doesn't make much difference exactly what the word order is. The meaning is still the same. In Russian, sobaka kusayet koshku and koshku kusayet sobaka mean both the same thing. The dog bites the cat. But in English, word order makes the crucial difference about who gets bitten. Of course, not all of you will be studying languages in which the word order is as unimportant as it is in Russian. But many languages in the world behave in the same way, preferring to use signals or codes or endings, whatever you want to call them, at the end of words to signal to you about who is doing what to whom. Other languages which do this to some extent or another include German, Latin, Greek, nearly all the Slavic languages, Turkish, Persian, and hundreds of other more obscure ones. English, French, and Spanish have almost totally dropped these endings on nouns, yet still cling on to them when it comes to pronouns, those little words that stand in for nouns. In English, we make a distinction between most subject and object pronouns. Pronouns, when they are subjects, are I, you, he, she, it, we, they. When they are objects, they become me, you, him, her, it, us, them. Boy chases girl. He chases her. We don't say he chases she. We've just talked about one kind of ending here, the ending used to denote the subject of the sentence as opposed to the direct object. But many languages have more than just that one kind of ending, or case. Another very common case is called the genitive case, or more commonly in English grammar, the possessive case. As you might guess, it is the ending that denotes possession. We have an ending to denote possession in English, just as do most of the Germanic languages, Slavic languages, and many others in the Indo-European family, but not the Romance languages for some reason. In English, the ending is apostrophe S. The dog's bone means the bone of the dog. In fact, the bone of the dog is the only way you can express it in Romance languages like French or Spanish. Many other languages that use the possessive case, however, prefer to put it the other way around by saying the bone dogs, which means the bone of the dog. In still other languages, endings tacked onto nouns take the place of separate English prepositions, such as to, from, and at. Turkish nouns provide a good example. Every noun can have the following case endings attached to it. Ev, house. Evin, of the house. Eve, to the house. Evi, the house as the direct object of an action. Evde, in the house. Evden, from the house. From this, you can see what the word grammar really means. In these examples, it has nothing to do with correct speech. It has to do with getting the meaning right. If you use a wrong grammatical ending here, you're not inelegant, you're plain not understood. The grammar rules are designed to make the relationships among words clear. That's why we have to pay close attention to the grammar rules of the foreign language we study. The language you study may not have case endings on the nouns. French, Spanish, Italian, Chinese, for example, don't. But most languages do use some of them. Be prepared for them and try to appreciate why it's so important to get them right. All of this may be interesting, you say, but it also makes for a lot more work in learning these languages. You're dead right. But once again, let's remember how different people see all these changes. We see German or Russian grammar forcing us into extra labor to demonstrate relationships among words, which we English speakers express more simply. But then a Chinese thinks that our English grammar rules are a terrible nuisance. He sees us adding S to make a word plural, or having different words for he, she, and it, and he changes to him and she changes to her. He complains that we change all our verbs around from go to went to gone, goes, going, and so on. Chinese has almost no endings. It just brings in new words to change meanings, perhaps the ultimate in streamlined language. Different strokes for different folks. Drill, repetition of sentences, use of the material,